Welcome, dear listeners. It is my sincere pleasure to invite you to embark on a transformative journey with the Ministering Angel podcast, hosted by Ronald Myers Jr. Whether you're a newcomer or a returning seeker, prepare to uncover an invaluable resource in your pursuit of a deeper connection with Jesus Christ. If you're yearning to unlock your full potential and triumph over life's challenges, then Ronald, a true prophet of God, has been sent to be your guide. His words are not mere rhetoric, but a divine messenger, empowering you to conquer adversity and emerge victorious. With each episode, you'll discover a treasure trove of insights and inspiration, equipping you with the strength, wisdom, and resilience needed to overcome life's challenges. It's not just a podcast, it's a sanctuary where faith is fortified and miracles unfold. I am truly grateful for your time and presence. Welcome to the Ministering Angel podcast, where Ronald Myers Jr. stands as your faithful companion, leading you on a transformative journey towards a deeper understanding of your faith and a more fulfilling life. Prepare to be inspired, empowered, and forever changed. Here's Ronald.
I saw this topic posted by someone recently, and it was on my list of topics, so I decided to discuss it sooner rather than later. Most of what's said is from the post with some tweaks of my own, as I felt how it was presented was almost perfectly stated. The truth is the truth, no matter the outlet. So you know how scripture says to meditate on the word day and night. To begin, let's take a look at it. In Joshua 1:8, this is what it says. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. I didn't understand what that meant early on in my journey with the Lord Jesus. Since then, I've learned a couple of things, and I want to share them with you in hopes that you can take them and really start meditating on the Word of God to where it's actually making an impact in your spiritual life. In today's podcast, I will be discussing meditating on the Word of God day and night and what that means. It is my desire to get you to the degree where your heart's impacted. Your mind gets renewed by the Word of God, and most importantly, your environment reflects the reality of your heart with the Lord. The first thing, just a concept here. If you know how to worry, you know how to meditate. Worrying is meditating on the wrong thing. When you think about worrying, what are some of the actions that are involved? One of them is to think continually on something. If you're worried about bills, if you're worried about a person, if you're worried about where you're going to get your next meal, if you're worried about am I good enough, if you're worried about can I do it, if you're worried about whatever you're worried about, there's so many things to worry about. You're thinking about it continuously. Secondly, you're speaking on it, you're uttering it. What am I going to do about this? And what am I going to do about that? And you start talking to yourself. Does that make sense? When you worry, you speak on it, you chew on it, you meditate on it, you think on it. Your heart posture reflects what it is you're thinking on. And after a while, it becomes a belief to the point where if someone comes to you, maybe they don't even bring it up. It just comes out of you because out of the heart, the mouth speaks. But what's in the heart is dependent on what you've been meditating on, because what you've been worrying about has been what you're storing up within yourself, right? That's the bread you've been chewing on. The second concept is think of a cow chewing on a cud. A cow has one stomach split into four sections. When a cow takes some cut in the mouth, they chew on it very slowly, very intentionally, very deliberately. They don't have to think about it. They're just chewing on it. They swallow it into their stomach, and then they regurgitate it back up, and they chew on it some more. It's literally entering into the mouth, being deposited into the stomach, and then being regurgitated back up to the mouth to be chewed on again, and then deposited back into a different part of the stomach to be regurgitated back up. That's a perfect picture of what meditating on the Word of God should look like. Unfortunately, we've been meditating on things and then bearing the fruit and the reality of that, then looking at God as if he's the liar, as if he's out of pocket, as if we have a reason to doubt his character. as if his word is untrue and void, which it isn't. But what have we been meditating on? So in short, the three tips. Talk out loud. In the same way, you would mutter, stutter, repeat, whatever you're worried about. Take the word of God and do the same thing. For example, the scripture, obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better. The second thing, after speaking it out loud, is you have to converse with God. Ask God questions. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So what's the difference between sacrifice and obedience? If obedience is better than sacrifice, there must be a distinction. Okay, well, what is obedience? Obedience includes trusting you. Sacrifice, I guess, it doesn't. Does that not include having trust in you? No, because it's sacrificial. It's self-sacrifice. I don't need to trust you in order to sacrifice unto you. But obedience is better than sacrifice. So, what you really want is my heart, not my sacrifice. The Holy Spirit will lead you into the utterance, into the muttering, to where you're taking it in your mouth. You're deepening it, and not just your understanding of it, but God's understanding of it. Then it comes back up. You chew on it again. You chew on it again. That's how the Word of God gets deposited into our heart, but also how we store up treasures in heaven. It's through the Word of God. Man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the Lord. The living Word of God is the spoken Word of God. When we meditate on the Word of God, we speak it. We speak it out loud. Then we converse with God about it. We talk to God. It's a dialogue, not a monologue. There's a difference. Thirdly, the last point is to take notes. Take notes. Journaling is fundamentally important to our walk with the Lord because it works in so many ways as a tool. It gets all the skunk out on the paper so that you have space and capacity for God to speak to you. Secondly, and I believe most importantly, it can work as a reflector to an extent that when you write down what the Lord is speaking to you, what He's impressing upon your heart, you're able to see it. There's something about being able to write it down that allows you to retain something better. 2 months from now, you can go back to what you took note of and be reminded. You'll be able to recall what it was the Lord spoke to you, as sometimes you may have lost sight of things as we continue to grow in the Lord. It is important to meditate on the Word of God day and night, which is a muscle we have to exercise. So it's not by any means you're going to get it in a drop of a hat. But there is something to say in the fact that if you start and you continue to do, you'll build that muscle to where the knowledge of God is not something you just fabricated and elected to be the truth, but it's something that is actual and valid. Because when we grow in the Lord and we grow in the knowledge of God, there are many levels and dimensions to achieve. And sometimes it's normal to lose sight of maybe something key. Like, don't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow has enough worry for itself. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So it's totally normal that as you're growing in the Lord to lose sight of key things. He may have spoken to you 2 months ago, 4 years ago, 10 years ago, 2 days ago. But if you haven't written it down in a journal and you've already interacted with God on it, it becomes a beautiful tool for hindsight, and then it also resets our heart back on the Lord. Take those three tips as you will. I know this will help when it comes to your fasting, your prayer life, and your study time as you increase in your intimacy with only true living God. Be blessed.
Your willingness to listen fills me with gratitude. I'm confident that the wisdom shared here will prove invaluable in navigating your current challenges. Let's invoke divine insight, as described in 2 Kings 6:17, and pray for eyes to see beyond our circumstances. In Hosea 4 and 6, we're reminded of the dangers of spiritual ignorance, which can lead to our downfall. Embrace this truth with an open heart, guided by the loving presence of the Holy Spirit. Stay encouraged, knowing that where there is great love, miracles abound. Remember, your prophet is here for you, ready to offer support and guidance every step of the way.